Good afternoon. I am going to tell you what we found recently at EDH Zurich on how performance of a fruit moth parasitoid is influenced by premarginal temperature exposure and by adult nutrition from plant tissue damaged by the host. The purpose of this study was to test some hypotheses on biotic and abiotic factors with potential influence on parasitoid performance. In a more applied context, we wanted to target the larval stage of fruit moths in order to prevent their next generation. We chose to work with the Eurofeed larval parasitoid Hyssopus pallidus that is native to Europe and relatively specialized as the codling moth Cydia pomonella and the oriental fruit moth Cydia graphyllata molesta are the only known hosts there. The wasp has the special ability to enter the fruit through the calyx or through the tunnel made by the caterpillar to paralyze the host irreversibly and to oviposit onto it. It is an ectoparasitoid. Interestingly, the most ancestral parasitoids are thought to be ectoparasitoids of concealed hosts. They must have evolved strong survival strategies to cope with unfavorable environmental conditions. These strategies could be exploited today in biological control. One obvious, very favorable trait of this parasitoid species is its strongly female biased sex ratio. This contributes to the rapid scale-up of the mass rearing. In a collaborative effort together with a biocontrol company, Hyssopus pallidus releases for the control of codling moths attained results in the range of control attained by the release of Trichogramma against the European corn borer, a very popular use in Switzerland and adjacent countries. The role of my group in such projects typically is to evaluate how to render parasitoids more efficient and reliable. In this context, our main question was, under which conditions does the parasitoid perform best? To investigate factors influencing adult behavior, we first focus on manipulating its pre-imaginal behavior. A very minor manipulation of the pre-imaginal environment, just adding fresh apple orders, markedly increased the adult searching behavior. This was the first case found of true pre-imaginal olfactory learning. Our new question was, what about the pre-imaginal abiotic environment? What is the influence of cold temperature? In biological control, short-term cold storage is highly desirable but often difficult to implement without loss in efficacy. To increase logistic flexibility, producers would like to store the parasitoids for 1 or 2 weeks. Our cold treatment consisted in a 14 days storage period at 4 degrees Celsius during the pupal stage, that is the most likely overwintering stage. After adult emergence, performance was assessed under different ambient temperatures. The effect of pre-imaginal cold storage was not found on parasitism capacity in the parental generation, nor was there an effect on sex ratio of the progeny that remained highly female biased. The offspring number was not reduced after release into warm temperatures. This graphic shows the offspring weight or after cold storage storing in blue compared to an unstored control in white. Groups of after adult emergence, groups of females were released at temperatures ranging from 15 degrees Celsius to 30 degrees Celsius. There was a significant and consistent positive effect on offspring weight. Their weight was consistently increased, indicating their greater fitness. In contrast to endoparasitoids, ectoparasitoids are more directly exposed to unfavorable temperatures, so they must have evolved strategies to overcome such adverse conditions. We know now that premarginal environment can influence adult performance, even performance of the offspring. What about factors that influence directly the adult stage? Irrespective of the premarginal treatment, highest parasitism rate was achieved when ambient temperature at oviposition reaches 20 degrees Celsius and more. Hyssopus pallidus performs best at warm temperatures. What about the biotic environment? In particular, what is the influence of the nutrient source for adult females in this synovigenic species? In search of an accessible and suitable nutrient source, we used an unusual food source for this parasitoid, namely fruit pulp that becomes available after fruit moth caterpillars bored into the apple. This shows the results. Fruit components in red increased longevity of the parasitoid compared to no food or water or host feeding to a level that was similar to that attained by honey. Additional biases showed that lifetime reproduction is also significantly increased by fruit components. Hence, this parasitoid takes advantage, benefits from a nutrient source that becomes available after the host caterpillar bored into the fruit. In summary, short-term cold storage at the pupal stage of this ectoparasitoid can be made without loss, without quality loss, thus allowing flexibility in production logistics. Adults can even benefit from a short-term cold storage at their pupal phase, what is most likely their overwintering stage. Apparently, this parasitoid uses fruit components as a nutrient source to increase longevity and fertility. Female parasitoids in the field may thrive solely on plant tissue damaged by their host caterpillar. As Hyssopus pallidus is time rather than egg limited, it may thus benefit from feeding on close to its host in the same microhabitat. Hence, beyond the use of floral and extrafloral nectar and honeydew, Hyssopus pallidus and possibly other parasitoids of concealed hosts have evolved an efficient use of a so far unknown nutrient source in their microhabitat. In conclusion, ectoparasitoids of concealed hosts are promising targets for new discoveries of extraordinary life strategies that evolved over millions of years and that can be exploited today in biological control. Thank you.